Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Now what is that? Wine? Is that Manny Shepherd's?
No, why are you so curious about the wine, Curious George? Why are you so curious? Because I think, how does it look to you?
What do you mean? It looks great.
What kind of wine does it look like?
It looks like a Merlot.
Don't panic. I'm just...
It looks like a cab.
Right, let me show you.
Merlot? A Malbec, maybe.
Maybe. A Pinot Noir?
Yes. Grapefruit juice.
Just, it's Powerade.
Powerade. Oh, that's out of the bottle. That's not a mix.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
That's pure Powerade.
That's right. Welcome Feel to the our power. Holiday party. It's just like Bing Crosby's holiday party.
Yes.
Oh, oh, oh.
Some of it really fine.
Oh,
I'm happy
somebody's maintaining control.
Yes.
We are, I will tell you, in the midst of an S-storm that I will share with you when we come back after the holidays. But
oh, my God.
Really?
To talk about it now would be insane.
Irresponsible?
Just really. I'll tell you off air what's yes. going on, Oscar, but it's... just say, I've got a story to tell when this all settles down.
When the dust settles?
I'm very excited for the holidays because my middle daughter will be coming to town on Friday morning, and she will be bringing her boyfriend.
Yay!
Woo! To the home.
You like this guy because he's bringing his sticks.
Yeah, he's bringing sticks.
I like the guy. I like the
Not
guy.
Just
still
the stick.
A little, you know, sticks. This is my baby girl.
Right.
This is my little girl. You know what I mean? And now, I'm thinking I can go one of two ways. I'd like to really recreate the Henry Fonda scene from It's a Golden Pond. It's on Golden
on
Pond.
On Golden Pond.
That's It's a Golden Pond. That fabulous
Jimmy
sequel.
Jimmy Stewart
that,
and It's a Golden
it's a
Pond.
It's a Golden Pond. It's the Italian version of On Golden Pond. It's a golden pond as big as your head.
And
it's
I'm a fat little girl now, just a fat little
yes.
girl.
So you're excited for that.
Well, I'm happy they're coming down. It's just, it's kind of, let me just say this. It will be the first time, it will be the first time that I will be waking up in the morning and realizing that on the other side of a door are, are two human beings, one of whom I created.
Oh, you're letting them sleep in the same bed?
I have no choice. I don't have any space here.
No, you haven't. There's always a choice.
Now, hold on. We didn't discuss this. This is what. Now, I want. Listen to me.
Oh, boy.
Listen, pajama boy.
To the left,
I want you to.
We've got the living room. To the right, we've got the sin bin.
Mike, I have seen your lanai. It is beautiful and more than enough space for a blow.
Carla, can you come in here?
This is not okay.
We have to talk about this.
This is so.
We have to talk. Happy holidays. Welcome to the TMOS 2019 Christmas
party. This is not O'Mara. These are not the O'Mara rules. It's not tradition. You are rooted in tradition, Mike.
I need more wine.
These are not her rules. These are not his rules. These are our rules.
Your rules.
These are our rules, and they're in place to make the household run happy.
It's not 1958.
Mike, I wasn't. And my sister was not, and my brother was not allowed to sleep in the same room in my parents' house with their girlfriends, fiance, or anybody until they were married.
I was married 5 years before I was allowed to sleep in the same room with Carrie in my own home.
Hi, Carla.
Living in sin.
No, Carla, I need you in here.
You're asking for something. She brought you something.
Was she getting a chair?
I would like a drink, by the way. That would be great.
Love it.
Somebody.
All right, say welcome to
Carla. Hi, Carla. You look fantastic.
Look at you.
How are you guys?
All right, great. So Merry Christmas.
We have a moral hazard.
This is Oscar, so
and a dilemma.
And a dilemma.
This is what I don't want to do.
Okay.
Is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to be next to your wife?
For those kind of things. I don't have the same mind you have. So I want you to envision her coming in.
Okay, her coming in and always and be ready to go. Two mics, three mics, boom. You can do a talk show. Do you want a head? Do you want a headset maybe? I think you look great in a headset. Like you have a mic and a boom, just like Stern does.
She's listening on the headphones.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, okay. So we'll work on that.
Mike doesn't have another headset. Oh,
I think you answered the question. I think you answered the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So here it is. Elizabeth and her beau.
Connor.
I didn't want to
say. Oh, sorry.
Well.
Well, there we are.
Yeah. I bet he's doing a lot of that.
I thought you didn't know his name.
I wonder if he's front of a battleship or a to my aircraft last 24. Carrier.
I guarantee you Mike knew his name. I guarantee you he knew his name.
I was saying that after the holidays are over, when we come back, we'll probably have some interesting stories to tell about the run-up to selling this home.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We've been living that for 24 hours, right?
Right.
Right. Let's just say, you know, I'll say this. A salute to all the great realtors out
there. Oh, okay. I got you.
I feel you.
Let me just say this. Just want to say one thing and I'll be done with it, okay? Mm-hmm. Sharp as tacks! Thank you.
Mike, I've found that the cream always rises to the top.
You feel better?
What do you want to do? All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I'll stop.
All right.
Can we get back to Captain Gunner?
That wasn't his name.
Oh.
We're not going to repeat his name.
Okay.
Regarding the sleeping arrangements, have you
write it down for me?
Yeah. What are you babbling about?
Nothing. You guys are talking about your situation. We're talking about our situation.
What's your situation?
That we don't know if we like this guy or not, and if they should sleep together in this under the same roof.
Oh, and when he says sleep together, he's talking geographically.
Geographically,
Not you know.
Well,
carnally.
How do you line up on it, Carla?
Oh.
If she was under 18, I don't think they. You know, obviously, same bed. However. She is out of school. She's 22.
Has a job.
She has a job. She lives on her own.
He has a job.
You know, I mean, it is what it is.
He's flying them down here.
They're going to sleep in Michael's bed. But I will make it clear.
Oh, that's weird.
The pirate ship?
Will you calm down? Why am I feeling like Oscar's turning into an 1800s, like, schoolmaster?
Okay, so there's a
schoolmaster. It's a golden pot.
Pony makes a good point where he says.
Pony make a point?
He just said, are they both going to live in the sleep in the pirate ship? And now they're going to fit. Like, right. Is that something that's going to happen?
That's gone.
Okay.
So, I thought it was worth rehashing because it was funny.
So it's just so they're young. I remember what it was like. Well, you're still young, Carla. But Mike, remember what it was like when you were young.
Right.
I don't.
And you were in love, and you were going away to
young
spend the holidays
love.
Together.
First love.
My parents are old school, and they would not let my brother, myself, or my sister sleep in the same room, even though we were together in a long term relationship.
Right.
Until we were married. And it's just a sign of respect to the household. So I don't know if you want to adopt that rule of law.
Carrie's mom was the same way, and Carrie's much, much, much older than me.
How would you play it, Rob, if the shoe was on the other foot?
I would divide it into two bedrooms, guys and gals. You and Michael and this gentleman in one room, and Carla and Elizabeth in the other. And it'd be like a sleepover.
He's
makes
lying.
Perfect sense.
Here we go. Yep, okay.
Oh no!
Well, let's take a modern take on this. And if you don't mind, Madeline Masiello, what happens when your boyfriend goes and visits your home?
Yeah, old what's his name? He's been to the house, hasn't he?
We live together, and my parents still make us sleep in separate rooms.
Yeah, but what about Grandma?
The mayor.
Grandma's with me.
You know, her grandmother still doesn't know that she has a live-in boyfriend.
Yeah, we're not going to tell her.
No, not in ruin these last
it's
years.
It's the mayor's rules, Mike. It's the mayor's rules.
That's right.
It's, you know what? You're her father. It's really ultimately up to you.
Oh, God, I want to have a peaceful holiday.
All right, how about this? Let me offer this, a consideration.
What?
I only see a small part of your home, but what I see includes a couch.
Ooh. And it's a pullout.
Yeah, you put him in there, and you also lock him in at 9 p.m., and the door opens promptly at 7 a.m.
And you put a piece of tape outside just in case they break the seal.
Yeah, you put a piece of paper in the seal, like in The Sting, yeah.
And I think ultimately they would respect you more.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to cause any upset?
Who cares?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah!
There's her. Look. Oh. Glad the three of you agree. Yeah! Glad the three of you agree. All right. Would you like to give a Christmas message to the listening audience?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And be kind, spread kindness, do for others, listen.
Would you like to talk about your new piece of equipment that you got for your facials?
Yes, I'm going to start doing hydrafacials.
Oh, yeah.
In your face.
Can't wait. Ask me about your appointments now. 239-247-4036.
Hydrafacials.
I'm available 24/7.
Oh, look at that.
What if we use the code TMOS?
Yeah, you get 10%.
Oh, look at that. She already knows.
If you are visiting Southwest Florida, please come to me. I'm a small business. Give me a shot.
I love this.
Right,
love
it. Yeah, why don't you go great. Later on this morning, give Elizabeth a call and tell her what the arrangements are going to be.
Well, what are they, Mike?
Couch City, well, sweetheart.
I agree with the three of you, although I'm wondering whether the three of you are just trying to make my life difficult. How do you think I want
really,
quiet from
honestly,
the peanut gas? Yeah, really honestly. Does it matter to you?
I thought about it before this. And
I really didn't.
I did. And I do, like, if it was Michael, I would not let Michael same bed with his girlfriend. If they were married, that's different.
Why would he be married at 6 years old?
No,
he's in. You know,
in the future,
he's older.
Okay.
You obviously you've never been to Tibet. I have no idea what I just said.
Mike, ask me that question again in January.
Yes. So you think this is going to be okay?
Well, it's ultimately up to you. How do you truly feel about it? I don't think you care.
I don't.
Well, then let them sleep together.
Hey, well, that's where it starts, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He sees
it. Starts, he sees it. It starts the marriage before Carla. That's where it started. You know, I'm a part-time dad.
He says, the guy sees you. He's like, oh, he doesn't care. He's so cool. No, you don't want to be the cool dad. You want to be the dad. You respect my house.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he will respect you more and like you more if you lay down some rules.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm.
But, Mike,
Don't Caleb this.
Don't Caleb this. Don't support something you know in your heart is wrong.
Yeah, should I stand up to Caleb the way you stood up to him?
You said, go ahead, hang out with him.
What did I say? I said, don't Caleb this.
Well, yeah, so you're
use
telling
me as
me, like,
I'm
you're,
saying
you're
that
telling
I,
me what to do.
No, I'm saying that I screwed up and learned from my mistakes. There's no way I can say that I handled anything about that right. Learn from it. Be a jerk.
Oh, look, we've got a visitor. We've got a visitor, Mike.
Who's the visitor?
Come on in. Come on in, please.
Yes.
You know these two gentlemen, these three gentlemen, and a goose. Come on in.
Oh, I know that goose.
Come on in. Come on in.
I know that goose.
Why don't you ask Jimmy Cerrito what goes on in his house?
Yeah.
Who's that, TJ?
Yes.
That is TJ Rogers, everybody, from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Right, that's right.
Jimmy,
yes,
what
sir.
Are you, delightful beverages did you bring Oscar and Rob today?
Yeah, we just made some good old fashioned Bloody Marys.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it is.
Oh.
We were going to do the Tom and Jerry thing, but we're all on keto. Tito.
That's Jimmy with some prepared comedy. No. Ladies and gentlemen, well, of course we're going to bring Jimmy in later on to chat at length, but, thank you for coming in on the week of your big holiday party. Congratulations.
Yes. A marvelous success, awesome. Jimmy.
It was a good one.
Are you sober
it was a good
yet?
One. No, just letting it keep burning. Hi, TJ, wake up.
What? Sober?
What are you saying, Oscar? What was that?
We're curious if you had a 22-year-old daughter.
I did have one.
All right, I know you did, but let's say Kelsey's 22 now, and she's coming home for Christmas, mm-hmm. and she brings a relatively long-term boyfriend
mm-hmm,
with her.
Mm-hmm.
Are they allowed to sleep together under your roof?
Oh, hell no.
See? There you go.
Not
no
a
hesitation.
Chance.
No hesitation.
All right, I think I'm
separate
I'm
rooms.
Skew on that side.
We immediately say, here's your couch, buddy, right here. Here's
perfect.
The couch.
Couch
right,
downstairs and then in the basement.
Yeah, I sleep on the stairs.
What did he say?
He says, I sleep on the stairs.
I think I'll keep it light, but I will implement that rule.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Very good.
And I don't mind telling the kids that I took a poll of you guys.
That's true.
He's going to throw you guys under the bus.
Put it on me. Say that stupid idiot Rob is trying to make good on how he screwed up with his own daughter.
Rob, she's a very bright girl. She won't believe it either.
if TJ
enjoy your Bloody Marys. We're very excited to have you here. Jimmy, I have to say, because we'll talk about it in a little bit, but ladies and gentlemen, once again, congratulations to your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Hey. Beautiful.
Who, into the microphone.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy, we met another crazy Buffalo fan.
You did?
This weekend at a Christmas party.
Well, you already met John Bobbitt, so.
Oh, she was a pistol. Yeah, was she Canadian
was.
Born?
She was. And she was a Buffalo fan.
She swore just like a sailor.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. We're crazy up there.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you're in now, right? Carly, you're a Bills Buffalo. Fan, yes?
I really do like your – I like the fans.
Yeah. Love it. You're in. Yeah. You're
Carly's in. Ready to really jump on. I mean,
I really want to.
I've been a bandwagoner because of you for a long, long time. And pretty because with the old Don and Mike show, we used to have an affiliate in Buffalo.
Right.
And we actually made a pilgrimage up to Buffalo.
WWKB.
Where we went to the game and everything. And I loved it then. It was
time to go back
fun,
for a live show.
Live show in Buffalo.
Yeah, in the winter time. In the winter time.
Destination city.
In the fall. In the fall right. When it's warm.
No, in the winter.
In the fall when it's warm.
Yeah, the
in
leaves.
In Buffalo when it's 11 degrees.
It's beautiful. Go to the beautiful silver shores in
Mike,
Buffalo.
When I was at your house, you were wearing a Miami Dolphins hat, and you threw it it at me and said, this is my new team. You were like, get that out of here.
Yeah, I just can't feel it, Jimmy. I'm trying all the time, but I can't feel it.
Yeah, he's even trying to switch from the Caps to the Bolts, and then all of a sudden the next day it's like, No.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to shake that. All right. Well, you have to run, right?
Stay with your Caps.
Yeah, you have to run now. You told me it. Don't say, do I? I'll have you here for 2 hours. All right.
I have to go. Have fun.
Happy
thank you. Merry Christmas, Carla.
Merry Christmas.
Carla, thank you for the card. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful picture of Michael. Absolutely.
There she goes.
Does she know that the fruitcakes may be slightly belated this year? From me, the personal one?
The personal fruitcakes?
Yes.
What's belated, like, after Christmas?
Yeah, but they'll arrive between Christmas and New Year's. I just want you
Rob's real fruitcakes are arriving between Christmas and New Year's.
Don't think I forgot you. Two on the way. Maybe three.
All right, very good. Right. Three would be better.
The goose is going to stay for a little bit.
All right.
I'll put him on this side.
Thank you.
Five.
Bye, darling.
She says five.
TMOS Classic.
As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. People are busy. And between work and home and everyday tasks, who has the time to stress about website security? What you need is Kinsta. Kinsta takes care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. No matter what your business is, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta also gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from any other hosting provider, so you won't experience any downtime. So, big guy, are you ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
So, Maddie, I know that you had a your Christmas gift you got from John Mack was a song.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you, for his gift, gave him something of a promissory note.
Yes.
Something that was yet to come.
Yes.
So what happened to you over the long weekend?
So while Pony was getting a new car,
yes.
I got a gently used cat.
Yay! I don't have music for a new cat. I'm sorry.
Well, next time.
So tell us about your cat and the process. What? Because cats
are
basically
not new.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to adopt one, so we went to a PetSmart that does an alliance with the Rescue Association.
And by the way, I've always wondered this. Is it PetSmart? Like Kmart, or is it Pet Smart, like it's smart for your pets?
It's Pet Smart.
Which is Pets Smart.
No,
Smart.
No, it's P-E-T and then Smart.
So it's like Smart Pets.
Pet Smart, yeah.
Shop at Pet Smart. Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll buy that.
Glad okay. We cleared that
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get in the way of your fascinating story?
No, I'm just saying.
Was it? I've seen these adoption days for dogs. I didn't know they had it for cats as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I think the one we went to only had it for cats.
Okay.
So it was a lot of fun. We had a bunch of different options.
Mm-hmm. Did you go in with a preconceived desire for a cat, like long hair, short hair, color?
Not really. We just wanted something that was very affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
And more of like a lap cat than anything else.
I see.
But other than that, we didn't really have a preference. And so this, by the time we got to the third place... we had seen a bunch of cats from the Humane Society.
You mean third, like, actual location?
Third location, yeah. So we saw a bunch of cats earlier in the day, and none of them really seemed to fit great.
Uh-huh.
So we went to this PetSmart in Rockville, and we got there, and immediately we let this one out, and he just sat in our laps for, like, 20 minutes.
He was alive?
Totally, yes.
Okay.
But totally undisturbed. Just really like purring so loudly, really enjoying himself. And then we played with him, and it just seemed like a really good fit. So we brought him home on Sunday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Does he have a name?
Yes, his name. Well, his full name is Tiramisu, but we call him Terry.
Okay.
And this is a name that he came with, or one that great. You selected?
No, he came with the name Hunter, which I didn't like. And I was kind of set
a docile cat like that named Hunter?
Yeah, I didn't,
I'm not
it didn't
so sure.
seem to fit.
Nice,
but
Terry.
I knew I wanted to name him after some sort of food. I did think if we got an orange cat, I would name him after a cheese. But he is black and white, so that didn't make sense.
Short hair or long hair?
Long hair.
Okay.
What type of cat?
I think he's a tabby.
Tabby cat?
I think so.
How old?
A year and a half.
Oh, not bad.
That's good.
Past the kitten
Past
stage.
Past kitten, but yeah. He's like young enough. No, he's still
kitten.
Playful.
Kitten.
What's the backstory?
I don't know much.
Broken home.
I'm
he
not
was Brad fighting. And Angelia's cat.
I know for the past like few weeks he was from North Carolina when they rescued him, and so the past
does he meow
weeks,
with an accent?
No, he meows a lot though. But he's seems very well adjusted, and he was microchipped. So I think somebody cared about him. So I'm not really sure. I don't know if he was abused or what.
You can do 23andMe on him, figure out like what his lineage. They have that for dogs, by the way. They try to sell that to you at the
23andMe.
I've done it.
Yeah.
And we wrote a letter back. We wrote a letter back saying we think they're wrong. So he obviously does not have German Shepherd in him.
Do you so you're 3 days into owning a cat.
Yes.
Has anyone, and you get all kinds of advice, has anybody told you about the city kitty toilet bowl cover?
No,
yeah.
I have not heard that.
You sure it's pronounced city?
City, yes.
Okay, just checking.
So this toilet bowl cover is a system that helps you train your cat to go in the toilet and not in its litter box.
I've seen cats that do this. As a matter of fact, my grandparents had friends that trained their cats to do this many years ago.
If you can execute this, and cats are smarter than everybody thinks, it'll save you a lot of time and angst between you and your beau on who's going to clean out the litter box.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. He did say the other day, he looked at me, he was like, I have a feeling I'm going to be the one to do this every time. So he seems okay with that.
I'm glad
he's accepted it.
Glad he knows his place.
Yep.
Exactly.
Did he Venmo you for? He said, "Hey,
no, this was my gift."
Yeah, but what about the accessories? You need a scoop.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, or we did get all of that.
Oh, he's not using his hands, is he?
Ew.
No.
Hold on a second. That's a great question. Did you buy all the cat accessories, or did he have to go 50-50?
He had to go 50-50.
I see.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
You know what this is like?
I was dreading that question.
This is like the 10-year-old that buys his dad a basketball for Christmas. He knows where it's going to end up. So let's run down the list of accessories. Was there a collar?
We got him a harness thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can possibly walk him if you want.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. Did you get him a tag that has tiramisu written on it?
No, not yet.
Okay. Litter box?
Yes.
Litter?
Yes.
Scoop?
Yes.
Did you get any sort of deodorizing powder for the litter box?
Well, the one we got, it's like it's pellets, which I think are deodorizers.
That's good. That's very environmentally friendly.
What can I say?
What is the time that a Venmo is received after a transaction is made on your card? Like, at what time do you send that Venmo request to your boyfriend for 50% of what he owes?
I think at the end of the day, once we were getting everything settled, and I think he reminded me, actually, because the agreement was I would get the cat, but we would split
an agreement.
All
an agreement is an agreement.
Sure. Yeah. It's a handshake deal.
So at that point, you could have been, when he asks, this poor guy, when he asks, he's like, hey, make sure you send me that Venmo.
Yeah. Hey, everybody does that.
Maddie?
What about you? You being like, don't worry about that. I got this, honey.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff.
The scoop's on me.
I'll get the scoop.
And what about toys? Oscar brought up toys.
Yeah, we got a lot of toys.
What'd you get?
A stick that comes with three different attachments at the end that you play with.
Mm-hmm. And now that's for the cat or for John?
For both.
Okay.
They both got a kick out of it. And then these little, they're like jingle ball things.
Yeah. Okay.
You just like roll around with like feathers and everything on them.
Now, may I offer a point? I offer a tip. This is one you may want to have to pay for on your own because it's going to be a little more expensive than a jingle ball, a laser pointer.
Yes, I suggested that too.
I get one. Gotta get one.
When we were adopting him, though, the lady there had a laser pointer out and he didn't seem too interested, but I think we should try again and get one anyway.
Okay.
Does he sleep in your bed? How's the first night?
Like, well, he has been sleeping in our bed. And up until like 5 a.m. rolls around.
What do you mean our bed? You mean you two? You're not married.
What?
They live together.
Well, yeah, if I had said my bed, you'd been like, oh, this poor guy.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's okay to be old fashioned.
He paid for half of that.
I've got a daughter, you know.
Okay, so what happened 5 a.m.?
He wakes up and he comes. He has been sleeping at the foot of the bed.
And to be clear, this is the cat.
Yes.
He walks up on our heads and just is meowing, putting his paws on our face, not like scratching or anything, but he's nuzzling up against us for the past two nights at 5 a.m. And he won't let us go to sleep. He just wants attention. So I am exhausted.
Oh, my God.
But
wow. this is true. You just don't have responsibilities, but you're now caring for another living.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah, you're doing the mammal thing.
I know.
Wow.
So, do you think you'll be able to schedule shift this, or are you going to be a 5 a.m. lady now?
I am not sure. I would let because after so we'd let him play with us for like an hour or something, and then I think at like 6 a.m. this morning, I took him out and just closed the bedroom door.
Yeah, but then the meowing starts?
No, he wasn't meowing and he wasn't scratching at the door, which I heard could happen as well. So I think that might be the solution. But I also just want to make sure he's comfortable enough for like this first week or so.
Sure.
So I do want him to sleep in the bed for at least a few more nights.
Well, if take my suggestion. Just get him a deck of cards.
With the go, 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 and the rush, rush, rush of our modern world, it seems that holiday joy sometimes gets left behind. Don't let this happen to you. Take the time to savor the flavor of a delicious old-timey Christmas with Mother Masiello's fresh tuna flan. With espresso caper glaze, served on a bed of kale risotto and No, I'm not going to say that, drunky drunk.
Homer's a judge.
But it will make your... he used a word for...
It's a what it is, it's a nonsense word. It could mean anything.
It's very... has he seen it?
No.
Would you like to see the word?
Sure.
Yeah. A crow... There.
Oh, no.
See, it's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Do you care about us at all?
Well, some of you.
It's so gross. It can turn people away at any moment.
All right, can I change the word?
I'm reading ahead now.
All right.
Is there anything more about the crow in here?
No, nothing more about the crow. And I can change that word if you like.
Thank you.
Okay, let's change it to spit.
Crow spit.
Yeah.
It will make your eyes glisten and your tummy say howdy.
Mm.
Start by deveining 40 medium shrimp. Devein and give the veins to William Devane. He will put them in his she shed with seashells at the seashore for safekeeping. Why? That's classified. That's classified. Wrap the shrimp in gauze loosely and approximate a makeshift bag with the gauze. Swing the shrimp vigorously and in a circular motion above your head until the shrimp have released much of their salty moisture. Editor's note, this may bother some of the other people on the elevator, but do not apologize. This is a sign of weakness.
You're swinging it on an elevator.
Fair.
Get off between the 12th and 14th floor and head immediately to the communal laundry room. Use some quarters that you stole from Granny to buy a mini box of Tide brand soap powder detergent.
You can do a perfect Paul Harvey thing here now.
Three pages here.
Page two.
By the way, page two. If you're frugal, look for the Tide coupon in this month's issue of Suspicious Chocolatier magazine. It's the issue with Lizzo on the cover, holding an eclair. Remember, Lizzo's new single is available now. It's called Good as Hell, and it isn't. Empty the Tide brand soap powder detergent in a half sheet pan, and using your finger, write a word in it that you might hear in a Quentin Tarantino movie. Quentin Tarantino movie. Get 6 pork chops out of your mini fridge and stare at them. Use your eyes to accuse them of being lazy without actually saying the words. This is a window into a man's soul here. Oscar, are you even paying attention to this?
A window into a man's soul. The control room said that they need a light for a guest.
Oh, I see.
Nothing like being prepared to hit the airwaves. Dip each chop in an egg wash and dredge through the Tide brand soap powder detergent. If possible, use human eggs for the egg wash. Ooh. But dinosaur eggs are fine in a pinch. This is like reading a serial killer's manifesto.
Look at him.
No expense was spared. Warm up your cooktop by using discarded twigs from Oscar's bug-out bag.
Mm.
Put the pork chops in a Buick hubcap, place over moderate heat, and cover them with kisses and bong water. Cover with a framed picture of Gary Coleman as an adult, and then never look at it again. For a thrilling side dish, get a large funnel and invert it, making sure to plug the hole with a packet of Knorr brand instant Bernaise sauce. This will prevent leaking, which would likely ruin your sexy high heels. Aren't you a pretty girl?
Gross.
That's so twisted. Fill the funnel with cranberries, cumin, discarded lettuce, 1/2 cup of ham salad, some discarded hopes, 2 nightmares, and all the pomegranate juice that you can squeeze out of an old diabetic sock. What is going on? Pomegranate juice, a superfood. Cube up some Velveeta to throw at the Salvation Army bell ringer and pelt him until he agrees to suck the pimentos out of a jar of discarded olives. Ho, 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 MF-er. Did you think we were doing this on the bonus show? Is that
no,
what it was?
Not at all.
Thank you. Combine all the ingredients in a ukulele and mix, along with the water from the inside of a discarded tire. Lots of discarded as the brown liquor begins to permeate the cerebral cortex.
What we're doing is we're recycling. We're being very mindful.
Inside of a discarded tire, 2 blister-style Band-Aids, some clam poop included. What? And sprinkle with...
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
I'm really sad we don't do this on a daily basis. Anyway, scoop into a champagne flute and enjoy rectally.
Oh, God.
I mean,
this
wow.
is bonus show material on a Wednesday morning.
And don't forget, even though the world is falling apart around our ears, let's fake it and have a Merry Christmas. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.